Berserk Book 3, Apocalypse, written by Michael Grant and read by Nico Evers-Swindle.
Sandra Piper was having dinner with friends when it started. She was eating chilled lobster on the teak deck of a producer friend's Malibu home, along with a former co-star named Wade Talon, a ridiculous screen name in Sandra's opinion, her current director, Quentin, no last name necessary, a very rich and rather magnificently tattooed woman named Lystra Reed, who had an odd vocal tic that added yeah to random sentences, and an extraordinarily fit, tall, and broad-shouldered man whose name she kept forgetting, but who might have been named Noble, or something very close to that. The noble creature was listening, rapt, while the more famous folk discussed work and mutual friends and more work. In fact, in one way or another, it was all work. Sandra had been nominated. Best actress, very tough competition. The odds makers called her a long shot at 6-1. Long, but not impossible. And despite the fact that Sandra Piper was a mother of two, a down-to-earth 30-ish woman with a master's in economics who had smoked pot exactly twice in her life and never drank more than two glasses of wine, she was thinking of seducing young Mr. Shoulders. Mr. Shy Grin. Mr. Large but Sensitive Hands. Because he was definitely interested, and she had been divorced for 2 years and dated no one in that time, and she was exhausted from long days on the current shoot, plus her son, Quarrel, 3 years old, had just gotten over a 2-week-long bout of flu. And really, what the hell was the point of being America's sweetheart if you couldn't even get laid? Would a male actor in the same situation even hesitate? Well, some, sure. But lots wouldn't. So why should she? Wasn't that why Quentin had invited Noble? No. Wait, now she remembered. His name was Nolan. Whatever. Wasn't he there for her? Amusement? Unless. Oh. Had he come with the Lystra person? Was he here for her? She would be closer to his age. Not a beauty, but attractive enough. Given that she was not Hollywood at all, but some sort of healthcare billionaire. No. No, young Mr. Body of Steel was not eyeing Lystra. He was eyeing the next winner of the Academy Award for Best Actress.